Hello, bitches, and welcome to the Qualifier 2 contest recording. Dun, dun, dun. To the word file. First up, Tristan. I feel like you have a lot of solid elements here. Again, there's not a whole lot for me to work with when it comes to something of this, you know, length. It's pretty barren. But I did find your line breaks and spacing to keep you in the game with some stylistic boosts. The big problem here, though, for me, is entertainment. I wasn't captured by this piece. I read it, said, I see what's being done here, and then moved on with my life. Nothing stood out as mesmerizing. It didn't bore me, but it didn't wow me either. And now, having been, you know, a week removed from reading it, I don't really remember anything about it at all, which isn't exactly something you want to aim for as a writer. So please keep that in mind. It's kind of got to be entertaining, and if that amounts to memorable, that's even better. Moving on to PK. Not surprising, but surprising at the same time, given this work's length, I dug this shit. You managed to pack a lot of impact in a small space and gave me visuals to boost. This isn't Hall of Perfection material, as, you know, the list-like nature in spots comes off as a bit distracting to me. But I do give props for having this be more than a sum of its parts. Awesome. Black Gabriel. I'm not a fan of some of your sentence constructions, to be honest, but this was a pretty powerful piece, even for a derivative. I'm fairly impressed with the gravity here. There isn't much for me to complain about. A few editing touch-ups here and there would probably make the piece flow a bit better, but the sheer grit of this one just won it over for me in my mind. Entertainment value for the win. Nice job. TLM. Capitalization be damned, I'm mixed on this. The powerful message appeals to me, but some of your sentence structuring came off as super awkward when I read it aloud. Given something this short, I think it's important that a work reads adequately on the first pass. People aren't necessarily going to invest the time in massaging something of this size to figure out, you know, what you're really trying to say given a disjointed flow. If you're going to make a drabble, refine it into a well-oiled machine that just drips from my mouth as I utter it to my empty abode. But other than that, fairly nice job from you, TLM. Eris. This was a decent piece. I found it entertaining, but I'm just not feeling an element that sets you apart. The writing is fine. I didn't find particularly offensive things on the grammatical front. I just wished for a bit more depth. You have powerful moments here, but they're cliche ones. You've set up something honestly cookie cutter. I need to see the Eris version, and not the standard candle, if you get what I'm saying. Frosted. This was okay. There were a few typos here and there. Scripts are somewhat problematic for me because I don't feel that they offer enough detail unless the entrant really takes the time to add some key elements. For example, I would have really liked to have seen some presentation of the manner in which you thought characters should say their lines. Yes, you had the little blurb at the beginning, but that's not enough. Possibility might have delivered a bit more humor in his tone here, for example. I would have liked some narration cues to go along with the work as well. And I didn't have that. Aside from all these things, I find that this would be a fun thing to witness in a theater, although it's perhaps a little played. The whole imagination facet thing has been done quite a bit. However, key point, I do feel like you put your personal spin on it, and because of that, I appreciate this work. Chemical kills. Okay, we have a lot of problems here. Let's start with the first paragraph. This is what I see in this. She's gaining speed, but she can't gain speed, and then I'm going to say the same thing twice. This is not exactly the most appealing start, but I'll roll on. I noticed that you don't use proper capitalization when it comes to quotation marks. You should really look this up, go to Google, search quotation mark punctuation rules, hit enter, and go get a handle on the little nuances. I also saw that you tend to change tenses a lot. Pick one and stick with it. If you keep changing, it makes for an extremely awkward and annoying read. And finally, watch for comma splices. Commas do not separate sentences on their own in the proper grammatical world. Now then, to subject. I am end long distance relationships. I'm actually in one that started on the web, and I can thoroughly say from experience, only a pair of idiots would do what you portrayed in this piece. I would scrap the marriage completely from the subject and just focus on the indulgence of the first meeting. That's the magic here. That's where it all bubbles up and gets awesome. Marriage, at least a successful one, really necessitates living together to truly gain insight into the kinematics of a relationship. It's just really unrealistic in a story. And from experience again, I think having the piece end on that, note, you detract from the power of the true energy source by focusing on marriage instead of, hey, first meeting. Scrolling through the Word file. This message is brought to you by Mattel. I don't know why that's in my head, but it is. Yume, this was interesting and sadly not in a good way. I mean, come on, who cares? This wasn't a very charming presentation. I'll give props for dropping in some, cultural specific exploration, but I took nothing away from this. I felt like I was watching some shit-ass show on the CW network, and not even prime time. Welcome back. Now please go and remember what I want. I don't want all caps duration for one. You should know this. This piece might fly in some circles, but it's sloppy seconds to me and not even entertaining to boot. More scrolling. Eutora. This was a little slip away from your last entry. Again, I find the writing to be solid, but this was a little damn slow for my taste. It just kind of went on and on and on and on, and I think you might have extended it past the point of views. About a page in, I was really digging what was here, and I was gripped by the message, but you just kept bashing it in, essentially the same point, on and on and on, and that's not necessarily good. It bored me, and you know what? I seek amusement. You had it, and literally wrote it away by writing the same shit! So I hope you get what I'm saying. Don't do it again. Tirsaria, aside from one spelling error, this was a decided improvement. I still think your line breaks and sunspots could be massaged a bit more, but the language was gritty. It wasn't over the top merely for the sake of being over the top. It had a kick to it, and I enjoyed that kick. You implemented the kick without tanking the work into something script kiddie, and that's awesome. And on that note, Black Gabriel, as I announce, is this qualifier's winner, and after I take a sip of my propel. Oh yeah, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!